We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Everybody, it is National Esthetician Day.
Ooh, yeah. That exactly what do they do? I know exactly what, well, no, I don't exactly know what they do, but I know they work on your face and do, like, cleanups and stuff.
I think estheticians, you know, handle your skin and stuff, right,
Sarah? Right,
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I just know I, like, always have friends that, like, that's, like, their occupation, and I'm a horrible friend for not knowing.
Fun fact, speaking of estheticians. Mm-hmm. Sarah Osbourne has never had a facial in her life.
And I'm blown
away. Isn't that crazy?
Good, because, like, you have perfect skin, and I think if she starts doing that, it's just going to be like...
Oh. I mean, what are you talking about?
Like,
that's
Sarah's
not true.
Her skin's not perfect?
No. I don't know if it is or not.
My skin's not perfect.
Well, from looking at your skin, someone that sees you every day, you have really good
skin. Well, she looks like she has skin. She looks like she has good skin, but she does suffer from rosacea, right, Sarah?
Yeah. I don't like to do anything to my face because a lot of different things trigger it. So.
Whatever you do, just keep on doing it and don't mess with it because it looks really good.
I'm also cheap, but I'm like, who are these people that just go out and get facials all the time? They're like $100 to $200.
They are. But let me tell you, as someone that has had many facials in my life, and I would have another one today. I should have another one today because it's National Esthetician Day.
You should.
There's nothing better than the feeling of once you're finished with a facial, it feels like 5 pounds have been lifted off of you.
Yeah, but then you're also down $200.
Well, that's true, too. That's exactly why 5 pounds have been lifted off of you.
And how bad is your skin, bro, that you feel that bad? Like, and then, like, after you feel like five, I mean, you have dead skin? Like, I don't know. Like, I scrub all the time. I mean, yeah. I guess it's like kind of like...
But it doesn't mean that you're scrubbing the right way. And what they're able to do is stuff that you're not able to do.
It's like carpet cleaning, like your Zeroes. Like, I mean,
that's
it's like,
right.
I clean my face, but if
you
someone
vacuum,
really... Yeah, if someone really gets right. It, it's going to be just disgusting.
My mom is in her mid-70s, and I think she looks very good. And she has used a bar of soap her whole life.
Damn.
So... Preach, Susan Osbourne.
I mean, okay, I would say that typically that does not work for most people.
It's
though.
In the
sure,
jeans, man.
But it's in my jeans.
Yeah, it's in your
you're
jeans.
Lucky.
I'm
going to
follow right along.
Speaking of in your jeans, I don't know what that means. National Grouch Day, too, which is a perfect reminder. If you miss the Joker video that SNL did over the weekend, brilliant and hilarious. Just text Grouch.
Oscar.
Thank you. Oscar to 51993. We'll send it to you. If you have not seen it yet, you've got to watch it because it is hilarious.
I mean, honestly, like SNL's been kind of like, but it just blew me away. And like, I'm like, all right, you win. Good
have
job.
Have you seen it this season? How can you say it's
I mean, every season it's the same. I mean, look, I think Booker nailed it yesterday. Their live stuff is a train wreck most of the time. Their recorded stuff is magic.
They do really, really well with
magic.
That.
But
you gotta watch the show to be able to say that.
You're right. But the times that I've tuned in to watch, it's not been very funny.
Yeah, me too.
For the most part, there are some exceptions for sure.
I read the recaps on Monday, bro. I mean, people don't like it.
Recaps you can't seek from experience.
All right. Happy story. We got it for you. Coming up next. And again, to see that video of the Grouch, the parody of the Joker. It's hilarious. just text Oscar to 51993.
Yeah.
We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Good morning. Thank you so much for having us on. Booker, hi.
Alex, hey. And Sarah.
Hi.
Wow, well, here's one way to lose weight. A 28-year-old guy in the UK named Dibsy McClintock decided it was finally time to lose weight after he got up to 560 pounds.
All right, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, wow, that can't be healthy.
And one of the big things that helped him was getting banned from all the fast food and takeout places in his neighborhood. He got in touch with a personal trainer named Mike Hind, who works with one client a year free of charge. And one of the first things Mike did was put flyers up all over town with Dipsy's photo that says, "Save Dipsy. Obesity is killing him. Do not serve this man."
Wow.
That's awesome.
Before they changed his diet, he was taking in around 11,000 calories a day.
Oh. Golly.
Or about enough food to feed a family of how many, Sarah?
11,000, probably like a family of eight.
Six. Dang. Your people are starving. Anyway, now 1 year later, he has lost half of his body weight. He started working out and eating better last October, and he just hit 280 pounds last week.
Good job.
Wow.
And he just had surgery to remove a bunch of excess skin, so he's even lighter now. Mike says that if he had been charging for his services the whole time, the bill would have been just over $60,000.
Dang, we need to be personal trainers, dude.
Wow.
But he did it for free because he knew it was a matter of life and death. Like, if he didn't intervene, he was going to die.
Wow.
Check this out.
Each year, I take one person for free and try and change their life. With Dibsy, I didn't know him. We'd never met each other before. I seen him come into my company, and I'll be honest, I'd never seen a human as big.
It definitely worked. It was used as a deterrent, so I didn't go to
Did you try and get into these places?
No.
Did you say, I'm not that guy? I'm not that guy.
You didn't have the moment to go, we're not letting you eat, you're banned. You never had that?
No.
It made you not go?
Yeah, I just didn't even attempt to go. It didn't bother me no more.
Check out the before and after pics.
I love these because it's just so good. I mean, wow, I cannot believe what a different person he looks like now.
The poster, Save Dipsy, obesity is killing him. Do not serve this man.
I love this trainer.
Could you do that? Like, say you worked at Popeyes and someone came in and you recognized them from a poster.
Yeah.
Could you say, no, sir, we're not going to serve you?
I mean, I don't think they're like, no, get out of here. But you would just say, like, hey, I saw the poster.
Right.
How can I help you make the right choice?
Because legally, like, if he was at Popeyes and wanted a bucket of chicken or a box of chicken, he's going to get it because the company has to serve him.
Do they?
Yes, dude. 100, if Dibsy wants to make a fuss about it, I mean, legally, yes.
I'd be like, give me the number of your trainer. I'm calling him right now. Call your sponsor.
Yeah, there you go.
But if I was Dibsy, I wouldn't care that these flyers are everywhere because I just get on Favor and just have it sent to me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess it's a matter of him knowing that it's out there. That
exactly.
Kept it. Anyway, great story. We'll text it to you if you send us a text for HAPPY to 51993. The word HAPPY to 51993. Can't thank you enough for listening. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah, and this is Mix 94.7.
Ready?
Here we go.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Fact Attack.
Only three of the 30 most watched TV finales have happened since 2000. They are Friends, Everybody Loves Raymond, and what show? Is it A, Frasier, B, ER, or C, Spin City?
ER.
Yeah, ER.
Believe it or not, the three most watched TV finales since 2000 are Friends from 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody Loves Raymond from 2005.
Yeah.
And another show from 2004 known as Frasier.
I've never seen it.
I haven't either.
Interesting. Interesting.
You never watched it either. No, I can tell by your reaction.
No. I mean, I'm like, it's blown away. But if it's not for me, it's for other people, I'm sure. I mean, it's clearly on the list for a reason.
Mystery Movie.
Well, I feel this morning's mystery movie is pretty easy, but you never know. So here we go. Take a listen. See if you can figure this out.
I'm going to need to see some identification.
Really? Makes me feel young again.
Yeah,
I know this.
Okay, Alex?
Oh, my gosh. So I know the movie 100%, but I don't remember the title. I mean, because I used to call my brother-in-law McLovin, because when he was 20 years old, he looked just like this guy.
Yeah?
And it's like, we've seen him. He's the same guy. Oh, my gosh. It's McLovin. It's a fake ID they're showing the liquor store clerk. Oh. Like, bad? No. Oh, my God. I know the movie.
Sarah?
Superbad.
Oh! Yeah, you're right there. So close.
You said bad.
I was going to say, like, break. I'm like, no, it's not break. I was like, I knew the movie, though.
Pranked with that fake ID that said McLovin on it.
No first note. Just that's the name, McLovin. And he was in high school, right?
Yeah. Speaking of pranks, today, October the 15th. Well, by the way, today, shout out to my best friend, Ben Ma, who is celebrating his birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on this day exactly 10 years ago. Do y'all remember Balloon Boy?
Oh, yes.
Which one was that?
That was in Colorado, right?
Yes.
The boy, and then their parents said that he was up in the balloon.
So millions of people around. This was a global sensation.
It was crazy.
It was a really crazy event. So 10 years ago today, We all got pranked believing that there was a boy floating around Colorado in a helium-filled spaceship-shaped balloon. He would become known as Bubble Boy. Television networks went live showing the flying saucer floating thousands of feet above the ground, and it immediately became the number one search topic on Google. Here's how one of the most famous hoaxes began, with Richard Heaney, the balloon boy's father, pretending to cry while telling 911 that the balloon was supposed to be tethered to the ground. I was doing a little research on the couple, the balloon boy parents. They met in acting school and they wanted to do stand-up comedy. So they always like looked for the limelight. But anyway, this is him on the phone with 911 pretending to cry over his son in the balloon.
How long has the six-year-old been missing?
Just a few minutes.
Was the flying saucer in the backyard?
Yes.
Okay. It obviously has electronics, so he can know how to work it. He gets it up off the air, off the ground?
No. He doesn't know how to operate.
He does not know how to operate. So, and that's gone, though, too, right? So we are sure that he's in that.
Yeah, we looked everywhere, and then my son just said, be terrified. He said, he went inside just before it went off, because we had it tethered. It wasn't supposed to take off.
Okay, now the boy was not in the balloon at all, okay?
Right.
And we didn't know that until later. More on that in a minute. He was in the attic where he went to hide and eventually fell asleep, and that's where he was discovered. So here is headline news coverage of the balloon landing and the news anchors finding out on live TV. They were so excited. Oh, my God, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go now. The balloon has landed. Let's go check on the status of the boy. And then there's no boy, and it's everybody was so upset about it.
Richard Haney is the dad who built this craft, and Falcon, the six-year-old, still inside, and he's on the ground.
Bingo.
And there's somebody running towards him.
And he is on the ground, a fairly soft landing. Somebody has grabbed the ropes.
Somebody's grabbed the rope.
And they're going up to the little capsule, and they're going to check on his well-being. It's finally ended. You know that his parents right now are so relieved, and they're probably driving as fast as they can south to be reunited with their little boy, and it's a great ending. But all right, KMGH, your affiliate in Denver, says no one in the balloon.
It's not funny, but it is.
The mystery grows.
It's
no one is in the balloon.
It's not what we wanted to have to tell you, but
Okay, so I want to play you this. This is a clip of Wolf Blitzer interviewing the balloon boy and his family on CNN. When Richard Heaney was asked why Falcon, who is the balloon boy, it's his real name, Falcon, didn't come out when he heard them calling his name, Falcon said, "You guys said that we did this for a show." Listen.
Did he hear anything? Did he hear you screaming out, Falcon, Falcon?
He's asking Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time?
Hmm?
You did?
You did?
Why didn't you come out?
You guys said that we did this for the show.
So later
Busted.
In the
oh
show, after Balloon Boy Falcon made his "we did this for the show" comment, Wolf Blitzer pressed his father on what he meant. Well, that got Balloon Boy Dad very angry, who said he was appalled by the suggestion that it was all a hoax.
He said, "We did this for the show," in explaining why he didn't come out of the attic.
Let me interrupt this real quick, because I think I can see the direction you guys are hedging on this. Because earlier, you had asked the police officer some questions. The media out front, we weren't even going to do this interview. And I'm kind of appalled after all of the feelings that I went through up and down, that you guys are trying to suggest something else, okay? I'm really appalled, because they said out in front that this would be the end and I wouldn't have to be bothered for the rest of the week with any shows or anything. So we said, okay, fine, we'll do this. So I'm kind of appalled that you guys would say something like that.
Do you remember now, Alex?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. They found out that indeed it was a hoax. And Balloon Dad pleaded guilty to attempting to influence a public servant. He was sentenced to 90 days in jail, ordered to pay $36,000 in restitution. Mom, Balloon Boy Mom, was sentenced to 20 days of weekend jail.
Wow. This kid has the best college essay to write.
I mean,
like of something crazy that happened in his life and what he learned from it.
I mean, this is his, if he ever makes it on Jeopardy, this is the one thing that Alex is going to ask him about.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
The new Catwoman has been announced, and it is Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, perfect.
Daughter of Lisa Bonet and Lenny Kravitz. She will star alongside Robert Pattinson in The Batman, a movie that takes us back to the early years of Batman. I actually like the two of them.
I know. Oh, yeah. I saw it side by side earlier. I'm like, yeah.
She's a no-brainer. I'm just like, oh, yeah, born to play that part.
And he is as well.
And I think
he
so, was too. Casted, yeah.
I was like, oh, well, why didn't we ever think of this?
Director Matt Reeves says it's more Batman in his detective mode than we've seen in the films. The comics have a history of that. Bruce Wayne is supposed to be the world's greatest detective. Zoe will be third Catwoman of color, following Eartha Kitt from the 60s Batman TV series and Halle Berry in the standalone Catwoman movie in 2004. I agree with you, Alex. I think Robert Pattinson is going to be fantastic. And the two of them, I think they should make babies.
Jeez,
because they're so sexy. God. Both of them.
It's a whole different movie, man.
Oh, yeah, okay. Bat babies.
There's a new Starbucks secret item that's floating around. It's called the Joker Frappuccino. You ready for it?
Okay. Speaking of which.
Oh, man. It's a matcha green tea creme Frappuccino. And you're going to have to ask your barista to draw a smile inside the cup using strawberry syrup.
I'm out.
And that's not it. You'll also have to ask your barista to get the matcha whipped cream on top, which requires the barista to put also matcha powder on top of the whipped cream. And then there's like a chocolate drizzle. I mean, it's just a lot of work. So I was at Starbucks this morning really, really early. And I saw this story and I asked the two baristas that were there, hey, so have you guys heard of the Joker Frappuccino? And they're like, no. And one of them was like, is that a secret menu item or something? I was like, yeah, I just read this morning. Like, no, no one's ever ordered it from us. And I was like, you want to see it? And then they saw it. And one of the girls was like, ah, hell no. Nah. Ain't going to be made here in Westlake.
That's awesome.
If you do get your barista to make one for you, I sure hope that you tip them extra because that sounds like a lot of work.
Seriously, and if you want to show your barista, because the chances are your barista has no clue what it looks like, text JOKER to 51993. I'll send you a picture of it, plus the ingredients to make your life easier and your barista happy.
So Justin Timberlake, we're going to be hearing a little bit more about him. By the way, he has a new Levi's Fresh Leaves fall collection out today. I feel like, Booker, you would wear his clothes.
Yeah, I had several pairs of William Rass jeans.
I don't think, does he have that anymore?
Probably not.
I haven't gotten any for a while. Yeah.
Anyway, he's also starting to collaborate more. He called his publishers and said, you know, I want to work with young, fresh people, and I want to collaborate more. And so he is collaborating with Lizzo.
Lizzo and I met, and I was like, I'm such a fan. If you ever want to write. And I think she thought I was lying. But we got in, and we got a couple of ideas. And I don't know when they're going to come out, but they're pretty good.
Of course they are.
I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. So I can't wait for that. No word on when that's coming out, though.
Here's a fun fact about Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
That jingle for McDonald's, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
Yes.
That's Justin.
I know.
Well, I know you know, but a lot of people don't know.
You tell us every time Justin Timberlake comes up.
Well, okay, but there's still a lot of people going, wow, I didn't know that. Now you know.
Now you know.
Zoe Kravitz is your new Catwoman. The Joker Frappuccino is the new secret menu item at Starbucks. Text Joker to 51993, and we'll send it to you so you can tell your barista how to make it. And Justin Timberlake and Lizzo have music coming out. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7.
His current record is 1,258 wins with just 115 losses this morning. Sarah and I reading for Michelle. Michelle lives and works in North Austin, where she is a school teacher. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Michelle!
Hey!
Hey! Good morning!
Hey. Good morning.
Let's play. Sarah's going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions while I'm out of the room. Not going to be able to hear anything. I don't know what the questions are. Super fair. I lost yesterday, so don't kick me while I'm down, okay?
All right.
All right. I'm leaving right now. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. Michelle, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right. Question number one. Supergroup Super M has the new number one album in America after selling 168,000 copies of their first album, Super M, the first mini album. What kind of group are they? Same kind of group as BTS.
Korean boy band.
Okay. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, is out this week. Maleficent is a character from what Disney movie?
Sleeping Beauty.
Mariah Carey does not think the father of her children is serious about wanting her back, or maybe she doesn't want him to be serious. Who is the father of her children?
Nick Cannon.
The comedy murder mystery, which I loved, Booker did not love, on Netflix is getting a sequel. Name one of the two stars.
I have no clue.
Okay, and finally, ACL is finally done after two amazing weeks of music. What band played with Austin High School at ACL on Sunday?
Mumford and Sons.
All right, we'll bring them back in.
Booker!
Yes?
Hey.
Ooh, she got four right.
Nice.
Which
nice.
Means
nice.
That you could lose again, that you could lose
That's
again.
That's awesome. Teachers,
oh,
bro.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a teacher?
Oh, yeah.
Somehow missed that.
Yeah, yeah, they got your number, man.
Oh, man, they really do. Okay, I'm ready, Sarah. Okay.
Supergroup Super M has the new number one album in America. They sold 168,000 copies of their first album, Super M, the first mini album. Same genre as BTS. What kind of group are they?
K-pop.
K-pop. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, is out this week. Maleficent is a character from what Disney movie?
Maleficent is Sleeping Beauty. Is that correct?
That's correct. Have you ever even seen Sleeping Beauty?
I have, actually.
Mariah Carey does not think the father of her children is serious about wanting to get back, or maybe she just doesn't want him to be serious.
He's not serious.
Who is the father of her children?
Wild and Out, Nick Cannon.
Yeah. So I really like this movie, Murder Mystery, that came to Netflix earlier this year. It's getting a sequel. Booker did not like this movie. Name one of the two stars.
You're talking to me like I'm not in the room. Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was entertaining, but it was stupid.
I mean, clearly people liked it,
yeah.
Except you.
No,
but
no, I didn't say I didn't like
sequel.
It. I was entertained by it, but it was just dumb, which is exactly what you'd expect from an Adam Sandler movie.
Duh.
So, yeah, it was fine.
Okay. ACL Fest has come and gone. And what band played with Austin High School at ACL on Sunday?
Mumford and Sons.
Yeah. 5 out of 5.
Oh.
Wow,
man.
Shout out to you for hanging in there.
This is Michelle from North Austin, and I can't beat Booker.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
The popular rideshare app Uber is launching a new service that will let users find rides that allow animals, and they're calling it Uber Pet. Yeah, so at least, So at least when you get into one of these Ubers, there's a reason that it's covered in hair and smells disgusting.
Time for Sarah's Dating Diary on Mix 94.7.
Okay. A girlfriend of mine sent me this article, and I just thought it was so funny. And I'll send it to you, too, later. If you would like it, you can text dating to 51993. This is such a nice way to just realize how men are. So that we can work with what we have.
Why don't you tell us how we are, Sarah? Yeah, I'd love to know.
I love how women know how we are.
Yeah.
We don't know how we are, but women know how we are.
Well, this is just how we can put you in a box and deal with you in different phases of your
life.
They
know because they read that article on page 86 of Cosmo.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So apparently, guys, you have four fascinating stages of development.
Okay.
You go from pages to knights to princes and finally to kings.
Like I hope you explain.
You finally get there.
Okay.
It just takes you a really long time to get there.
Go ahead.
Okay. These stages encompass a lifelong process, and they determine what you live for and what you cannot live without. And for us women, understanding the differences between each stage, what a man needs, what he can do, what he can't do, is critical for success in romantic relationships. So let's talk about stage number one. You're a page. Okay, this is from birth till about 9 to 13 years old, till you hit puberty.
Let's hope that nobody's dating at that point.
Yeah, okay. I mean, like, romantically, so heavily.
You probably skip right over page, right?
If you're a 12-year-old and you're looking for a man right now, I don't know. During this stage, boys...
Sarah.
Okay, I'll skip right over
it. This isn't 1890.
Okay, how about this?
God!
Here we go. Stage number two is the knight stage. This stage lasts from puberty through your late 20s. And during this stage, a man is driven by an intense need for fun. adventure, challenge, and fun.
All right.
There you go.
I'm on board with that.
Fun is the number one thing that wins out everything else. Fun.
All right.
Knights are not really preparing for their future. They're not consumed with what they want to be when they grow up. Instead, they just want to have fun. And I think that's important to know if you're dating a guy in his late 20s. Know that the only thing in his head is going fun, 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 okay? Then you enter your prince stage, where as men, you're focused on building and establishing and creating in the world. And this is your late 20s, early 30s. And it's all about determining what he is going to do. How is he going to do it? How is he going to make a contribution in the world? And this is not your choice as a man. You are compelled to find your way in the world.
All right.
So maybe, like, you know, you're dating a dude in his 30s and he's just like not putting you as a priority and he's not getting back to you. It's because he's so compelled.
He's focusing on himself.
Yeah, and find his way in the world.
Okay. Sounds about right so far.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I'm on board.
Yeah.
And then finally, after years and years and years of this prince stage, which apparently there's early, middle, and late stages because it takes y'all a long time.
That's really funny.
To find your way.
It's really
you
funny.
You reach the king stage.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I think both of you have reached the king stage.
Oh,
it took a long time.
As a king, the man has the most capacity and also the most desire to provide. However, thinking you can change a king is a mistake because y'all have already been developed.
Totally.
So it's love him or leave him at the king stage. You are who you are. It is that simple. Period. So it is important that women have the ability and willingness to receive what you can give us. And you guys love the recognition.
Yeah, yeah.
And you love the admiration. So we must provide that to you.
Yes.
To let you know as the king.
Right.
You are doing a great job in the family, but you're not going to change.
Yeah, I love this list so far. I love it, except the part from 1890 when we're all heavily dating each other at 12. That wasn't the case for me at 12.
Yes, and I want to just point out, I do by no means think like we need to worship as a king, okay? Like in the sense of, but I do think men, it's important to know, just as women, I think we like acts of service by our man. I do think a lot of men also, when they do something good, like to be acknowledged for it. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
If you're an amazing father or you cooked an amazing meal, you're a human too. And you just want, like, babe, you're a really good dad.
That's right. And I know for a fact that I'm a king because I'm constantly on the throne.
Number one and number two.
Are you serious?
Hello? Bathroom joke. I think maybe you're actually still a knight. That is my dating diary.
Alex and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Expecting couples are creating baby prenups.
A baby prenup is an agreement made between both parents where they know what their roles will look like, what their duties may be like once the baby arrives, so that there's no surprises.
Baby prenups. If you need your partner to sign a prenup that they're going to help you raise a kid, maybe you don't want to raise a kid with that person.
9:20 this morning, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, we've got a $1,000 what the heck check we want to give to you. You just have to know the keyword, which we'll give to you. You text in. It's that easy. Again, 9:20 this morning. Alex Franco.
Why is it okay for guys to have friends with benefits, but it's not okay for girls to have friends with extra benefits? Here's the situation.
Well, okay, but to answer your question real quickly, I think women have just as many friends with benefits as men do.
Oh, agreed. But you know what the crazy thing is? Men hate that. Like, if I was with some girl and she was like, oh, it didn't work out, but you know what? Let's be friends with benefits. I'd be like, okay. But then I'd be like, so does that mean you have to hook up with other guys?
Do people ask that?
Well, get this. So get this. My wife and I have a mutual friend. He's single. Well, he thought he was dating this girl. And it turns out that she reaches out to him and it said exactly that. Saying, hey, you know, you're cool. I dig you, but I don't think you're dating material, which I would have been like, oh, you know, dagger to the heart. But she did say our intimate time together is great. So how about we just be friends with benefits?
Okay.
And immediately I thought, like, oh my God, that's awesome. And my wife wanted to slap me when I said that.
Well, yeah, you can't say that because you're married.
I know. But then I started thinking about it and saying, oh, ouch. Well, does she have to hook up with other guys? That's what it means, right? Oh man, I wouldn't want. And And he is saying that. He's telling my wife and I, like, he's all for it, but it sucks because he knows that she's going to be hooking up with other guys.
But not necessarily.
That's what it sounds like. Okay, it sounds like she's going to continue dating, trying to find Mr. Right.
Yeah.
And she's going to cut off him at some point.
Correct.
When she finds Mr. Right, that is also Mr. Right in,
right.
in the adult
yes.
hanging out department.
Right.
So it's like just a matter of time. And it's just like, if he still like thinks he's dating her, it's like he's just going to break his heart twice.
No. So here's the way it's going to go down.
Oh, boy.
So they're going to continue to hook up, mm-hmm. right? And she is going to maybe date, maybe not date. But when she gets to a point where, and I'm just stereotyping here, of course, but when it gets to a point where she starts hooking up with someone else, then she'll probably cut it off with the boy.
That's what I was thinking.
It's a very selfish thing to say.
Why is that selfish?
But how it's okay selfish. For guys. Like let's say
it's
that,
not really.
Well, but guys don't care. That's the thing. But when they're doing it to, when girls are doing it to guys, it hurts guys.
Well, you
but
don't
while guys are doing it, it doesn't hurt
care because
them.
It's selfish.
It's not selfish at all.
It serves you.
That's
it
right.
does not serve the other person.
Yeah, it does.
But if they accept it and say yes, like she really wants him to say yes because she said, why wouldn't you want to do this?
Exactly.
Sure.
Because she gets what she wants.
But and so does he.
No, wait, does he?
Yes.
Well, no, because it sounds like he wanted to date her.
Sort of, but he doesn't want to lose like,
the intimacy.
Exactly.
Right. Right. So it serves both of them.
If Booker went to a girl and said, yeah, I like you, but I'd rather just be friends with benefits, okay? So that means you get to dictate when, because I said dictate, but that means that person who's saying, I just want to be friends with benefits. Okay. One person is like, oh my God, I like you so much. The other person's like, I just want to be friends with benefits. The person that's saying, I just want to be friends with benefits is dictating when, where, how, and why.
Sure. And you have.
That, and then therefore the other person only gets to see you when you have decided, you scrolled through your phone and all the options, and they want to see you that night.
You're creating a huge story. And all of that is contingent upon the other person saying, yes, I'm down with that. Most of the time, I would say that the majority of women would be like, get the hell out of here.
Right.
I'm not down for that.
Yeah.
But if
most
they say, sure, then it's an even playing field at that point.
It's very convenient to assume, even if the person says sure, that they're really okay with that. I rarely think there's a time when both people are equally thinking yes to friends with benefits. I always. There's one person that has a little bit more power over the other. And sure, you can tell yourself, well, they said okay, so they must be fine with it. But that's a very convenient, selfish way to think.
You guys know I don't watch movies, but isn't there a movie about
yeah,
this?
Yeah, it's and called Friends with Benefits.
How did it turn out?
They ended
I don't
up,
know.
Because here's why. This is why movies are bad. Because they end up friends with benefits.
They fell in love, right?
And they fall in love. And so that's what happens. The other person thinks, well, I'll be okay with this. Friends with benefits for a while because I'm just going to stick it out until they're emotionally ready to actually date me and then they're going to fall in love with me.
Also known as the bachelor and the bachelorette. What are your thoughts on friends with benefits? Text us at 51993 or give us a call 512-643-5947.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
Police are urging parents to check their children's Halloween candy for THC edibles. Children are urging their parents to be cool.
What were we talking about? I'm sorry.
Took an edible
this morning. So Alex has a friend that was dating a girl, and she was like, hey, you know, you're cool and everything. I don't want to see you anymore, but I still want to be friends with benefits. And he's like, yeah, I don't know what I think about that, which is really weird. Does it work? Sarah says it can't, and it's selfish. But what do you think? We're getting some texts at 51993.
I did a friends with benefits thing for 3 years with my best guy friend. It's the devil. He said, oh, I had all the power, but at the end, he wanted more. And I was heartbroken. It's never a good idea. 100% agree that majority of the time there's one person with more power with friends with benefits. Most of the time there is one person wanting the commitment. I spent most of my late teens into my early 20s being friends with benefits with the guys on my terms. Eventually they'd get pissed off at me and leave saying I wasn't good for them because they were falling for me. And I thought they'd come around, but they never did. Friends with benefits is not necessarily a good thing. Sarah's correct. Been there. We do have one One text, Friends with Benefits has never worked with me with guys because they're too sensitive and hate the fact I'm hooking up with other guys. I just stopped asking them if they want to be Friends with Benefits and just go ahead and do it without them knowing. So much easier.
Shelly in South Austin, how do you feel about Friends with Benefits?
I think it's fine. If both people agree, it's not selfish. It's, you know, whatever two people agree on, it's fine. I mean, who am I to say?
But don't you think there's rarely a time that both people equally agree that they want to be Friends with Benefits? Like, don't you think most of the time that one person really wants it and the other person just follows because that's all they're going to get of that person?
I think maybe it can turn into that, but plenty of times both people are just don't want strings attached and they're like, let's just hook up, let's do this. And I think that's totally fine. It's just up to them. And then if someone starts falling in love or whatever, they have to do something. They have to say something. I don't know, but why not just hook up while you can?
Right.
That's coming from a girl, Sarah.
Hook up while you can, even though someone will get hurt, but just squeeze a couple in.
You're speculating. This is a lot of speculation. Here's a guy's perspective. Chris in Cedar Creek, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How you feel about Friends with Benefits?
It's tough. I think it could work. I think it just requires a lot of communication and a lot of transparency from both parties.
Yeah, but here's what's comical about that. You want to be Friends with Benefits because you guys don't want to communicate and be in an emotional relationship. So the whole point is that you can text somebody at 10 p.m. and say, meet me in my house. And then he just said, it'll work if there's a lot of communication, which is the complete opposite.
No. Oh, my gosh.
No, you're right.
No, she's not right. No, she's not right.
It's dumb. I agree with Sarah.
Communication is we're in a relationship.
No. Sarah, men are dumb. We are idiots.
No. Listen, you can know that you're not going to be compatible with someone emotionally, but you sure are compatible with them physically, if you know what I mean.
But as he said, there has to be a lot of communication to make sure that the other person is, hey, we're still, like, every time, we're still Friends with Benefits, like, you're not falling in love with me, right? Or, like, I'm feeling a little tinge of romance here. Well, we're just, there's communication that has to happen.
Okay, that's fine. But there's also that, hey, I'm going to start seeing other people thing, too, right? And here's where I'm going with my other line.
I hear a lot of I in this conversation.
Oh, my gosh. We got a new Catwoman, and the Joker is on the secret menu at Starbucks. We'll tell you what that is. All on the way next in What's Trending, 3 minutes, Mix 94.7.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.